gospel soul. Breaking gospel the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministries website. That's at www.denisejacksonministries.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I'm excited. It is Let It Play Monday and Weekend Review. You know, letting you know what we, did this weekend. We had a wonderful time in the Lord. Also going to be playing some good music, you know, to bless your life. I have some wonderful artists on the lineup, and I just want everybody to just enjoy the show today. If you want to listen in on your phone, hey, Raymond, if you want to, that's Trina Ray. If you want to listen in on your phone, you can call in at 347-826-9424, you know, and just so you know, it is on the top, but I'm just letting you know. All right, again, you're tuning in to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, Apostle Jay. You know, call me what you want to call me, but I don't think you can call me Collect, you know. I'm just saying. Let's see who we got on the lineup. This song that I'm going to play is by Joe Mack, and it says it's going to be all right here on My Gospel Soul.
Why do we seem to lose the people that we need most? Why sin? Why hurt? Why I'm thinking that I love him when I'm rolling in the dirt? Why I gotta work 7 days a week? Don't they know I got church and plus I need some sleep? Man, I feel beat when the bill comes. We can't pay him, so the phone rings, I'm hanging up. It's like I'm hanging from a noose, and the news on the TV got me singing the blues. What I'm supposed to do, huh? I know the answer is there, but I'm just trying to find somebody who cares. Is anybody here? I need a real word. Without a real solution, I can be a real jerk. I'm feeling real hurt, and I don't know what to say. I guess it's time I bow my head to pray. I need you every day. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright. I won't have answers for everything I want to know anymore, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. Well, now I'm making me some progress. I dream to pray more, and so I worry less. Worry less about the issues in my past. And the fact is, if I can't pay him this week, then they'll be calling back. Now I'm picking up the phone, and my tone is an end of the world, cause the world ends, I'm going home. I'm not alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed. Shoot, I'm saved. The grave couldn't hold it down, so we walk around town with my head down and stooping down. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the cap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the king and a blessed man. Struggle still comes, but I'm the best man. With the job of facing all of my fears, I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to him. I may not understand anything about the master's plan, but I know gonna be alright. I know I'm gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know when more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know I'm gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know and more, that's for sure. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Gonna be alright.
On in your weather. Welcome back. Welcome back. In your weather. Let's see. And y'all know Houston is listen, those of you that live in Houston, you already know Houston is something else. It, you know, one minute it's raining, the next minute it's cold, the next minute it's blazing hot. You just never know what Houston is gonna be, okay? So let me just get into that weather, let you know what's going on. It's going to be mostly cloudy for the rest of today. That's what it says. It's showers and thunderstorms, you know, likely. Highs around 90, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 50% in the morning, increasing to 60% in the afternoon. My God, be a fit. Tonight is going to be mostly cloudy. Early in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy after midnight. A chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then isolated thunderstorms later on. A slight chance of showers in the late evening. In other words, it's gonna rain, show gonna rain, okay? The chance of rain is at 40% in the evening, decreasing to 20% after midnight. Let's see what's going on for Tuesday. For Tuesday, it's going to be showers likely and isolated thunderstorms early in the morning. Then showers and thunderstorms likely in the late morning and afternoon. Highs around 90, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And the chance of rain is at 60% in the morning, increasing to 70% in the afternoon. And for the evening time, mostly cloudy early in the evening. Then becoming partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers early in the evening and a 20% chance of showers after midnight. Lows in the upper 70s. South wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Well, we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I want to play a little bit by Jay Speaks. It says, Long Way, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Testimony about him. Don't waste your by faith in Christ, the one that can be saved. Even when I don't understand God's plan, I'ma stay right here. I'ma stay right here. Even when they don't feel good, oh Lord, I'ma stay right here. I'ma stay right here. Even when they looking at me funny like I should be living, and it don't make sense, instead of stepping in my blessed word of God, it's my weapon. I'ma keep it out stretch. I'ma tear it to the end. Lord,
is there too much to turn around now? I know too much about the Lord, there's no shadow of doubt. I ain't came a long way, it ain't much else to say. Came a long way, came a long way. They say a win ain't gonna make it win.
All right, y'all know I cannot do a show without sharing a word. Why? Because I love the Lord. Hallelujah. Love him, love him, love him. Praise God. We talked Sunday about the man at the pool of Bethesda, you know, which I hope I'm pronouncing right. And he was waiting for the water to be troubled, but not just for it to be trouble, but he was waiting for somebody to put him in the water. And Jesus was pastor. He said, what you waiting on? And he told him, I'm waiting on somebody to put me in there. You know, I'm waiting on somebody to help me. I'm waiting on somebody, you know. Now, mind you, he'd been out there 38 years. okay, waiting on somebody to help him, you know. And in actuality, praise God, amen, his help had just arrived. Come on. He didn't, and sometimes our help is already there, but we don't realize it. Our help is standing there. Glory to God. We even talked about the power in calling on Jesus. Amen. Sometimes we rely more on people and what people can say and do and what doors they can open, but we don't realize that those doors don't come open through them unless it's through the favor of God. I don't want a door to come open through man, because let me tell you something. Amen. Man likes to lift you up and then push, I say, set you up on a pedestal, then kick the pedestal from under you. You want God to set you up. You want God to open the door. You want God to be the one to put you in. Come on. He asked him, he said, what you waiting on? He said, I'm waiting on somebody. He said, I know where the healing is. I know where my breakthrough is. I know where my next level is. But I'm waiting on somebody to help me. And we find out, praise God, amen, a lot of us are like that in our lives. We're waiting on somebody to help us. We're waiting on somebody to pass by and say, hey, you know, and reach out their hand and give us a hand up. But let me tell you something. Listen, 38 years, I think by this time, I didn't realize that this it ain't happening through man. Come on, glory to God. But his answer showed up. Amen, hallelujah. Jesus stepped on the scene. Come on, hallelujah. And some of us, praise God, we have the answer right there next to us. We have the answer through the word of God. All we need to understand is that God, amen, is just waiting on us to ask. He said, you have not because you ask not. Hallelujah. And a lot of us, we say, oh, well, I don't know what to do. Listen, you have not because you ask not. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I don't know what to ask me. He said, all you got to do is ask me. Glory to God. Then he told me, say, now pick your bed up and get on up out of here. Come on. Hallelujah. Pick your infirmity up. Pick that thing, that you laid on all of these. Pick it up and walk with it. Come on, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. Some of us, praise God, amen, God has brought us out. God has given us the breakthrough, but we haven't told nobody about it. God wants the glory, amen. Come on, hallelujah. He wants the glory. He's going to heal you. He's going to set your feet on a solid foundation, but he wants you to tell somebody, amen. He wants you to let somebody know that he did it for you. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know about you, but that's exciting to me. All you want me to do is get up and tell somebody. Well, let me go and tell somebody. Praise God. Amen. I'm working on a book now. I'm working on a lot of other things. Praise God. I'm going to be sharing my testimony raw and uncut. A lot of folks, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't want that testimony told, but it's going to be told. Praise God. It's going to be told about my pitfalls, even as a woman of God, falling and having to get up. You know how they say in that commercial, I've fallen and I can't get up. Not so. Amen. It's some things that you'll fall to. Praise God. Amen. That you don't want people to know about. But you got to be, listen, he told that man, get up. And you take that 38-year-old testimony, which, come on, I want you to walk with it. Carry over. Take up thy bed and walk. Come on, hallelujah. I want you to get up. I want you, and I'm talking to you, praise God, and I'm talking to myself. I want you to get up. I want you to get up, glory to God, and begin to walk with that testimony. I want you to tell somebody how good God is. Tell somebody that God is a miracle-working God. Tell somebody, let somebody know, amen, that God is able to do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that you could ask. He was waiting. This man was waiting by the pool and waiting for somebody to pick him up and place him. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Jesus walked up and just by the words out of his mouth turned his situation around. Come on, hallelujah. Some of us, we don't need nobody to move us. You just need a word from the Lord. Well, here's your word from the Lord today. Pick up your bed and walk. Come on, hallelujah. I don't know what you're waiting on, glory to God. The word is here, hallelujah. And God has so much in store for you. All you got to do is believe. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am so encouraged in my spirit. Praise God. Amen. I want to play this next song by your very own Pastor Jay. And it's saying, Jesus loves me right here on My Gospel Soul. If my computer can stop. Maybe God want me to talk a little bit more. Amen. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Praise God. Amen. And we just gonna keep on going until we can get this music playing. Amen. I want to invite everybody to check. Oh, there we go. So again, this song is
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Me, oh yes, my Jesus, he loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible
Bible tells me so. Y'all know as kids we used to sing that. We used to sing, yes, Jesus loves me. Vacation Bible school. Sunday School, YPWW. Some of y'all don't know what that is. Oh, goodness. But we have seen that as children. But when I got older, I started thinking about that and how powerful those words are. Yes, Jesus loves me. And through all of the trials and tribulations I went through in my life, dealing with baby daddies, dealing with divorce, dealing with losing a husband at 30, a husband passed away, becoming a widow, dealing with being HIV positive, dealing with a lot of different things happening in my life, you know, that song became more than just a nursery rhyme. It became more than just something I sung in Sunday school. It became something that kept me through some of the major storms in my life, where you married, you're having children, and the man turns out to be down low, and you end up with HIV, and then boom, you got to keep preaching, you got to keep teaching, you got to keep going. Then being rejected by church people, and then, I mean, so many different things. That very song, as simple as it is, got me through some major, major storms in my life. So when I started working on my project, I said, let me do this song over. So I got with Falu and an acoustical artist, a gospel acoustical, with all of that, hip-hop artist, and he put the flavor into that song the way I wanted it, because I wanted it to be jazzy. I wanted it to be me. And then I was joined by Minister Gary Osby. He came on the track, and he, preached a little, but to music, and just really blessed me. But we have to understand, you know, we have to tell the story. Like I was saying earlier, when the God was just laying there, and Jesus said, he said, "What are you waiting on?" He was waiting on somebody to put him in the pool. He was waiting on somebody to get him to his healing. And God had to let him know. Jesus had to let him know. It's all you got to do is ask. Praise God. Amen. And then take up your bed and walk. So I testify. I tell it. My husband, I asked my husband, I say, "You okay if I tell folk about my status?" He say, "I don't care." He said, "Tell it. Tell folk how good God is. Tell folk about being undetected. Tell folk about how God has kept you all these years. Tell folk how they can't find it. Tell folk, you know, your testimony." And a lot of people, praise God, amen, are dealing with this in their families, their loved ones are being diagnosed positive, and it is a, just like they got they talking about the pandemic of corona, you got a pandemic of HIV, you know, through our community. And so I started this organization called Salvation After HIV, and I started touring and going from church to church to educate people on HIV AIDS, and also to just teach them that you can't get HIV from hugging somebody or listening to them or them testifying and all these different things, because a lot of people that were living with HIV were dying because they would not take meds. And adherence to HIV is as simple as a support system. If you begin to support that person, talk to that person, make sure that you're interested in their doctor's appointments, you're interested in their meds, they will live a long, healthy life, 20, 40 years. It's not a death sentence. You know, you don't want anybody to come up positive again, but there is people that are living with HIV. And, you know, they need to know that somebody cares about them staying alive. You know, and it's just as simple as you calling and saying, "Hey, have you took your meds? Did you talk to the doctor? We love you." You get what I'm saying? That's the Christian thing to do, but we don't want to do it anymore. And then we automatically have set a stigma behind HIV. Oh, if this person has HIV, then they were out there in the streets. They was living a fast life. They were doing this, that, and the other. Well, I'm going to hit you with the pop gun today. I wasn't out living a fast life. Come on. I was married. Come on. And ended up positive. You know, ended up positive dealing with a man that was, you know, doing his thing, doing whatever he wanted to do, and bringing it and brought that home. So it's like, what, where do we get off thinking that we are so much better than somebody else? You know, you need to get yourself in a position to begin to minister and help somebody stay alive, you know. We don't want to listen to people's problems. We don't want to be, you know, corona keep you. You don't have to be around nobody anyway. But what's the cost of a duo call? What's the cost of a messenger call, a video call to make sure that person is okay? Okay. So I tell y'all, I testify. I'm not scared of none of y'all. Not at all. But God has kept me over the years. So I'm working on a book. Working on three books about different things, you know, my testimony, different things that I've been through, and I want you to read them. I want you to read them and get knowledge on what HIV is, you know, and what it is not, so that you can be more effective when a family member comes up positive. When one of your friends' family members come up positive, you can be that light that helps a person adhere and take their medication. I'm gonna tell y'all something. I ain't never been scared to tell my testimony. Never been scared to tell somebody I'm positive. Never been scared to announce it, because you don't have any authority over my life. I'm gonna just tell you the truth. But this one thing I do say, hey, Stacy, this one thing I do say, praise God, amen. If you have somebody in your family that's dealing with HIV and they're not doing too well, you need to give them my number, 832-992-9649. I want to talk to them. Have them inbox me. I don't care what you do. I have a page called Salvation After HIV. You can go to that page. You can check that page out. I have a blog. You know, they could send me a email at salvationafterhiv@gmail.com. It's all kinds of ways that they could get in contact with me if they just need somebody to talk to. And if you know that you're not ready to talk about it or deal with it, then you need to send them to me. You know, I love to talk to people and testify. If you need me to come on your show and talk about HIV/AIDS, I will. If you need me, you know, I don't have no shame in my game. You know, some people, I don't tell nobody. It ain't nobody's business. Hey, get up off your high horse. Don't tell nobody. That's your business, okay? Don't tell nobody. You don't want to tell nobody. That's fine. But if you need somebody to talk to, call me, 832-992-9649. Like I said, I ain't scared. You know, and like I say, you know, it's people in your family dealing with it. You might think it's not. Oh, don't nobody in my family deal with that. Don't nobody, but I'm here to tell you, somebody in your family is dealing with it. Somebody in your family is dealing with it. And if you are one of them people that you talk a lot of noise about HIV, they're not going to tell you no way. They're not going to tell you that they're struggling with something that you are around the house talking bad about. They're not going to tell you about it. I'm just letting you know. If you're around the house talking about people with HIV, you know she got that this and you know she got that that. Y'all know what y'all be saying. If you're around the house talking about it like that and one of your family members come up positive, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to tell you because you are saying a bunch of evil stuff. I have sat in the company of people that didn't know I was positive. I sat in their company, and guess what? They just run down people with HIV. Yeah, you know she got that stuff. Yeah, she's over there with her little nasty stuff. Y'all know how y'all be talking, black folk. Y'all know how we be talking in our households with the doors closed. Yeah, she over there with this. She over there with that. And I knew she was going to come up with some because she was a little fast-tail helper. That's what she gets. She should have sat out some. And then it affects your family. And then your family member can't come to you because of all the stuff you just said. You know, but if she, but if cancer come up in the family, they could sit down with you. You'll talk about cancer. You'll talk about anything else. You'll talk about, you know, diabetes, and you'll talk about other stuff. But if it's HIV, you'll let your ignorance keep you from being a light in somebody's life. Somebody needs you. Somebody dealing with this illness needs you, okay? And like I say, if you ain't equipped and you ain't ready to deal with it, just send them to me. I love on everybody. I don't care. I love on everybody. I don't care what you're dealing with. I love on everybody because everybody deserves love. Let me tell y'all something. When I was first diagnosed, the church turned away from me. People stopped calling me. People didn't want me to be here, there, and everywhere. They didn't want me to be a part of nothing. They didn't want to shake my hand. They didn't want to hug me. They didn't want to do all this kind of carrying on. And the very place that you're supposed to receive love at rejected me. Oh, let's just tell the truth about it. See, we don't want to tell the truth about the ugliness that's in the house of God. I'm going to tell you, it's some ugliness in the house of God. Because we want to get in church and then we want to all of a sudden go from here and now we all the way up here. But let me tell you something. God ain't sleep. God ain't sleeping. He watching what you're doing. You need to be sowing a seed into somebody's life, whether it be time, whether it be money, whether it be a phone call, whether it be love, whether it be attention, whatever it is. God needs for you. He made you. He made you to be able to share his love to everybody. So I'm just testifying today. My husband told me, he got in a call with me yesterday. He said, it's time for you to tell your story. My husband said this, time for you to tell your story about salvation after HIV. And I was looking at him all upside his head. And I said, okay, I don't have no problem with it. I tell it every day if I need to, you know, because I'm not ashamed because God has kept me. God has kept me healthy. God has kept me undetected. God has kept my viral load so low till they can't find it when they look for it. You know, God has kept me healthy. Do you hear what I'm saying? God is able. He's a keeper. Glory to God. And you, amen, have to understand that. Praise God. You have no heaven or hell to put people in. You have no heaven or hell to put people in. So, yes, you're listening to My Gospel Soul where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Next song I'm going to play for you again is by me. And it's a song called Father. This is one of my favorite songs. I made this song. My brother recorded it for me. It's called Father. It's because when everybody started to disappear, all I had was God. So here it is, Father, by your very own.
Has me on the ride. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him my Father. Yeah.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Oh, well, we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I feel so free. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, a pastor, apostle that had a positive HIV diagnosis and have been living in the victory ever since. Bet you didn't know that. Write that down. Because guess what? God is yet and still blessing my life. Yes, I said it. HIV positive. Yes. Some folks saying, why is she telling folks? Because it ain't your testimony to tell. It's mine. HIV positive. And guess what? God has kept me undetected since 2005. Boom. Yes. And I'm listening. And let me tell you something about restoration. I told you the testimony of how I was diagnosed. Listen, let me tell you, I was in crusade. Let me tell y'all about this. I was in crusade, right? And I was in crusade and insurance salesmen were passing through, right? They were coming through and they said, you want some life insurance? And I was like, I was preaching. Listen, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I was in crusade. The lady said, I say, you come to the crusade tomorrow night, and I'll sign up for me some life insurance. And so they did. All three of them came back the following night to the crusade, and they stayed for the crusade. After the crusade, I signed up for life insurance. And you know, with life insurance, they do the mouth swab, right? So at the time, the man I was married to was in jail. Okay, that's a whole nother book. But anyway, so they swabbed my mouth and they took my payment. Couple of weeks later, I get my check back in the mail and I get a letter that says, due to confidential lab reports, we cannot insure you. Due to confidential. Now, I'm looking at this paper and I remember that the test I took was the HIV test. I mean, it took weeks. It was the longest way. The CDC, because I didn't have insurance. I had to have insurance to get my results. So I had to wait for the CDC. The CDC sent me an appointment to come in. Now, I already knew what they was going to tell me, but it was still the longest wait I had ever experienced in my life. Because mind you, I got four children. I got, you know, I'm preaching the gospel. I got to tell these kids, you know what I'm saying? I'm going through. In the meantime, while I'm waiting on my appointment for the CDC, I call my husband's auntie, and I say, I think I might be HIV positive. I said the insurance folks told me they could not accept my payment due to confidential lab reports. All I remember is that I took an HIV test. She told me, she said, you need to call your husband's mother. You need to call your husband's mother. She needs to give you his hospital record. Oh, I'm like, I done been married to this man for a year, since 98. I think 98. And it was 2005. And she said, you need to ask his mother. So you mean to tell me, this woman knew so I'm tripping. I called his mother. I asked his mother, I said, your sister say I need to ask you son's doctor's papers, right? For his hospital papers. She tells me, that's none of your business. It's none of your business what's in those papers. Okay, I'm tripping because I'm like, are you serious? I didn't tell her about the test. I didn't tell her anything. So I don't tell my kids. I don't tell anybody. I go into the CDC, and I'm telling you, I can remember the room. The room had, metal top tables. You know, the chair was metal. It was crazy at the CDC. You understand me? And I'm sitting there knowing, you know, in my head saying, what am I doing here? What have I done to be here? What have I done to be here? Okay, so the lady comes in, slaps a folder on the table, you know, a little folded up paper, you know. I could see the little insurance logo thingy on the paper. And you know, lab papers, you could tell. She says, how many people have you been sexually active with? I'm looking at her like, no, in the last 2 years. And I'm saying to myself, girl, one. you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm going to tell a lot of you. You think if you with somebody who is out there sleeping around, and some of us think that we're immune because our whoever we're with, okay, is not doing anything. But let me tell you something. You need to get tested, okay? Everybody needs to get tested. I don't care if you think y'all been together forever. Everybody needs to get tested. But anyway, and so I'm like, with my husband, you know, what are you talking about? But I'd already knew. So she gets to going through paperwork. I'm telling you, it seemed like she was taking all day just to get to what I knew she was about to tell me. Well, you took a test with this insurance company, and the test was for to see, you know, for HIV, because if you have a pre-existing condition, she went through all of this stuff, CDC, right? And then she said, and your test came back positive. Boom. I'm sitting there looking at her like, at first, now, you, mind you, I knew I was going in there for her to tell me, but it was nothing like when she actually looked at this paper and said, you're positive. Now, come on now. I'm preaching. This is how, because this is the mindset we get in. I'm preaching. I'm doing the work of the Lord. I'm this, that, and the other, and boom. I'm positive. Oh, my Lord. She had set the box of tissue on the table because she already know. And she wasn't cutting no corners or playing no games. She set the tissue on the table, and she sat there for a minute, give me a chance to get myself together, because I was messed up. I was messed up. But if not for the grace of God. Now, the first thing in my head was I got to go home and I got to tell my kids. Then I got to call my mom. I got to tell my mom. Then I got to tell my siblings. Then I got to, you get what I'm saying? Oh, my Lord. But the worst thing that happened, like I said, was when people begin to reject, because I get up testifying. This happened and this. Now, everybody, oh, my God. In the church, oh, my God. Send their kids to my house. Kids, you come to my house. Hang with my kids. My kids even went through the stigma of it. They grown now. But I'm tell y'all something about kids. They love their parents. They don't care. They don't listen. My kids were what kept me strong through the dark days. Because I went from preaching and fully, I could preach and then still be in depression at night and during the day when I was doing nothing, laying on the couch, lights out and the curtains closed. You get what I'm saying? Because nobody was calling anymore. I'm just testifying. My husband, I need to tell it, so I'm going to tell it. I went through the most major case of rejection that a child of God, listen, should not have had to go through, and went through it sitting right in the church, right in the house of God, right in the house of God. And then dealing with this woman of God, this boy's mother was a pastor, and she knew that her son had a positive diagnosis for full-blown AIDS. Now, I'm sitting here diagnosed with the virus. And this woman, when her son get out of jail, he comes to wherever I am. And he calls her and tells her, my wife is positive. I'm going to take care of her. Now, they both know he was diagnosed with full-blown AIDS years ago. Because she gets up and testifies about it, histoplasmosis, which is an opportunistic infection caused by HIV/AIDS. Okay? But she tells him, will you stay over there with that AIDS-infested whore? This is a woman of God. I'm telling you what I went through. Okay? And some of us can't handle the truth because we want everything sugar-coated, but I ain't sugar-coating nothing for you today. This is what went down. Sitting there with him, and I'm listening to this lady. You brought that woman to my house. She sat on my toilet. She took a bath in my bathroom. She ate out of my plates. She drunk out of my cups. All kinds of cannons. You hear what I'm saying? And I'm sitting there looking at him, and he don't know what to say. And I'm going deeper and deeper into depression. Did he stop having affairs? Did he stop sleeping with people? Did he stop doing what he was doing? No, he did not. So I'm sitting here attached to this. I'm sitting here with this going on in my body. I'm sitting here, I got to go to a doctor's appointment and they give me what they call a cocktail. They got to give me three pills to live off of. Do you understand? To stay alive, to build my immune system back up so that I don't catch a cold and leave up out of here, so that I don't catch an infection and leave up out of here. I done went from this to just come out. But couldn't find no type of solace, couldn't find no type of comfort or no type of encouragement from the church. Thank God I ended up divorced. Thank you, Jesus. Because sometimes we attach ourselves to stuff that God didn't put together. I'm going to just throw that out there. That's for free. I'm going to throw that one out there for free. Sometimes we want something so bad. My daddy told me, don't you marry him. Don't you get with him. No, that ain't right. That ain't it. And me, I'm grown. I love Harpo. And there I go. But God, living all of these years, come on, undetected, health good. Come on, hallelujah. Good of God, immune system, just. Powerful, because I gave my life to the Lord, gave it all to him, and he has been keeping me. Some of y'all right now, mind blown, because God is good. Hallelujah. And you got to learn, praise God, amen, that when God calls you, amen, to do something. And let me tell y'all something, but this is the thing. I was going through all that, but I did not stop preaching the word. I did not stop praying. I did not stop believing. I went through depression. Don't get me wrong. Some of y'all saying, how you go through depression and you still this? Because people don't want to admit. See, people think that, listen, the Holy Spirit ain't with you all the time. Some of y'all want people to believe that the Holy Spirit with you all the time. But I'm going to rebuke you right now. You know, get real. Amen. The Holy Spirit ain't with you all the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I bless God, amen, for where I am right now. I bless God, amen, for my life, because he is truly, he flipped it over and turned it around. Some of y'all get that later. He flipped it over, amen, and he turned it around. Glory to God. One day I got up, praise God, amen, hallelujah. I got divorced. I got up, praise God. I was dating this guy. And the guy was liking me and claimed he was falling for me, and I had to tell him I was positive. I told that man I was positive. You know what that man told me? That man cussed me out, treated me like I was a piece of trash on the side of the street. That night, I prayed to God. I said, Lord, I don't want to live like this no more. I prayed to God. I cried and prayed all night long. I said, Lord, you're going to have to tell me what to do. You're going to have to tell me what to do, because I'm tired of living like this. I don't want to live under no cloud of, oh, I'm going to have to tell him. You know what the Lord told me? He said, take the stick out of the devil's hand, and you start testifying. You take it, and you take the power. See, sometimes we allow our secrets and dark places to run our life. I'm just trying to bless you today. Come out of them dark places and tell your testimony. Come out of and take the power back. See, the enemy got power when he got secrets and lies and dark places in your life. Take the power back. Take it back. And let the devil know, you will not have my future. You will not have my emotions. You will not have my heart. You will not have my household. You will not have my children. I will stand and I will decree and declare the miracles of God. I will decree and declare the love of God. I will let somebody know that no matter what it is, God is able. Woo! I get excited. He's able. He's able. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's kept me. He's kept me. That's why when people challenge me, oh, you ain't been through nothing. Look at you. You're young. You get some years on your life. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've been through. When I was in college, out there in Prairie View, I was raped and left there on the racetrack. Let me tell you something. I got a powerful testimony I'm going to be sharing. I'm going to be sharing it in bits and pieces, because some of y'all like to act like when you were born, you received Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something. It's time to testify. You're going to help somebody get free. I'm a crusader. I love to testify and let people know I didn't get like this overnight. I had somebody come at me the y'all church people. Hold on. I didn't get like this. It took praying and crying. I failed sometimes and had to get up. Even in the gospel, I failed. Even as a preacher, I would fall. And somebody had to come there and help me up. Come on. And God had to say, get up, woman of God. Get up out of your mess. Get up out of your sin. Get up out of that attitude. Get up out of your self-pity. Get up and do what I called you to do. I didn't have time to sit back and cry. I didn't have time to sit back and blame it on somebody else. I didn't have time. I had to get up and get this work done. Because when God called me home, I want them to say, she did everything that God called her to do. She wore this life out. Hallelujah. I want them to be able to say she wore this life out. Now, that's the word I want to give you today. Get up. Hallelujah. Get up, woman of God. Get up, man of God. Hallelujah. Wear this life out. You only got one. You only got one. What you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. My God, I'm so off the chain today. Amen. I'm trying to, woo, hallelujah. Trying to keep myself together. Amen. But I want you to know, I'm going to let you go. I want you to know that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. Let me tell you something. It may seem like nobody cares, but I want you to know this right here. God cares. It may be folk right now listening to this live, and they saying, I can't believe this. I cannot. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. When I say my God is able, he's able. He's able. He's able. Come on. God bless you. Peace. Monday.